The Bletchley Codebreakers, The Truth About Jane Fawcett and Her Top Secret Team, by Kelly Sanabria. Genre: expository text gives information about real people and events. As you read, think about the benefits of knowing more than one language. Question of the week: why are secret codes necessary?
The Cold Reality. A cold wind blew through the windows and rain battered the roof of the room where Jane Fawcett was working. She shivered and cast a glance at the creaky old stove in the center of the room. Smoke was coming out, but the machine didn't seem to be generating any heat. Jane wondered why it wasn't any warmer outside. It was May 1941, and that year, it didn't seem like spring was ever going to arrive. Jane looked around and observed that the woman she still was working with were also suffering from the cold. Still, each one had a look of determination on her face. Her colleague's resilience reminded Jane of the importance of the task at hand. They had been recruited to interpret secret messages from the German Army and Air Force. If they were successful, the Allies might be able to win World War II. The whole of Europe was depending upon them. Success from failure. Jane had joined this decoding team called Hut 6 the previous year. She was only 18 at the time, but that didn't matter. What counted were her language abilities. Jane had spent years training to be a professional ballet dancer. Sadly, as a teenager, she'd been told that she was too tall for ballet. According to her teacher, her back was too long. In the wake of this disappointment, Jane's parents had sent her to Zurich to study. 6 months later, she was fluent in German. No one, Jane least of all, could have guessed how valuable this skill was about to become. Building blocks. The government had built Hut 6 as part of a massive code-breaking project called Bletchley Park. The name of the project came from the 19th century mansion where the codebreakers had their headquarters. A small team had begun sending and interpreting secret messages a few years before, in 1938. Gradually, the government had recruited more and more staff. They needed people who spoke many different languages, but German was in particularly high demand. Jane had heard about Bletchley Park through a friend. "We're so overworked, so desperately busy," her friend had told her. Jane knew that the job would be intense at times, and perhaps exhausting. Still, she hadn't hesitated to apply. She was a hard worker, and was eager to contribute. Jane was also intrigued by the fact that the work was so secretive. Before she started, she only had a vague understanding of what she would be doing. After she was hired, she had to promise to keep quiet about her work. The nature of the project could not be revealed to anyone, not even her family. Making a breakthrough. As Jane and her colleagues worked on that day's messages, heavy raindrops continued to fall on Hut 6. Jane pulled her shawl around her for warmth. Great gusts of wind were still roaring outside, and despite the old stove sputtering, she still felt chilly. With a sigh, she went back to decoding messages. It was hard to focus because the room's single light bulb cast only a dim glow. If Jane had known that she was about to achieve a breakthrough, she might have been feeling more cheerful. Before Jane's arrival at Bletchley Park, the Codebreakers had made some important advances. In 1940, a group of mathematicians had cracked a German army code known as the Green. Next, they had deciphered a code used by the German Air Force called the Red. However, the Codebreakers still had more work to do. The codes used by the opposition changed all the time. Often, just when they were starting to make progress, a new cipher would be developed. It was impossible for the codebreakers to know what challenge would arise next. All they could do was wait for the messages that their radio aerials picked up from international airwaves. Battle of the Bismarck. Over the previous few weeks, the British Navy had been searching for a powerful German battleship. The vessel, called the Bismarck, was one of the largest ships in the world. It was fitted with advanced sensors, had space to carry 4 airplanes, and was staffed by more than 2,200 crew members. By any measure, the ship was formidable. British leaders had been trying to sink it ever since its launch in 1939. By May 1941, it was even more urgent that they do so, because soon the Bismarck would be sailing out to the Atlantic. Once there, it would be much harder to track. With a start, Jane realized that the message she was working on concerned the Bismarck's whereabouts. It was a reference to a place called Brest that caught her attention. Jane knew that the city, located in northwestern France, was the site of an important military base. Many of Germany's operations were being coordinated from the large harbor there. The message explained that the Bismarck was on its way to Brest for repairs. Jane had to hurry. Her supervisors needed to know what she had learned. Jane's realization was quickly relayed to British and American leaders. They were extremely grateful for the information because, even knowing only the Bismarck's approximate position, it would now be much easier for them to find the ship. The very next day, the Bismarck was located. The U.S. Navy, which was operating in the Atlantic Ocean at the time, found it sailing in the waters off northwestern France. The ship was exactly where Jane said it would be. British warplanes and naval vessels pursued the Bismarck and succeeded in sinking it less than 1 week after Jane made her incredible discovery. The moment was a major turning point in the war. Not only did it give Britain a much-needed strategic advantage, but it also lifted the spirits of the military and the public. Moreover, this was the first time that the Bletchley Park Code breakers had been directly responsible for winning a battle. Jane and her colleagues were overjoyed. The Secret War Continues. Over the next few years, the codebreakers at Bletchley Park continued to play an important role in the war. For instance, they continued monitoring the German Air Force while also decoding Italian and Japanese naval messages. As before, their work had to be carried out in utmost secrecy. A law called the Official Secrets Act forbid Jane and the other codebreakers from talking about the project, even once the war was over. Consequently, for most of her life, no one had any idea what Jane and her colleagues had done. After the war. In 1989, the Official Secrets Act was lifted, and at that point, the work of Bletchley Park could finally be made public. Jane was in her 60s when she told her family about her work. Up to that point, not even her husband had known about her role in the war. In Jane's words, her family was very surprised. After her work as a codebreaker, Jane had gone on to have a lengthy career as an opera singer. Subsequently, she had been made chief executive of a preservation group, during which time she prevented the demolition of the historic St. Pancras railway station. One more achievement in Jane Fawcett's amazing life. Women in War. One of the reasons that Bletchley Park is now famous is that the majority of the people who worked there were women. Due to the war, many young men in Britain had been sent overseas to fight. Thus, the government had no choice but to rely on female codebreakers. At the height of the government's code-breaking operations, about 10,000 people were employed at Bletchley Park. Women made up about 3/4 of the staff. Some, like Jane, had been hired because of their language skills. Other women held degrees in math, physics, and engineering, and were responsible for carrying out the complex calculations required to break codes. Remembering Heroes. In 1993, Bletchley Park was opened to the public as a museum and heritage site. In 2014, an additional restoration project was completed. Thanks to these efforts, it is now possible for people interested in Bletchley Park's history to visit the site and learn about the Codebreakers' work. The Bletchley Park Trust maintains a large education division, because the organization feels it is important for students to understand the role of codebreaking in World War II. Moreover, they can learn about the influence of Bletchley Park on contemporary computer science. Jane passed away in 2016, at the age of 95. Not long before her death, she explained that, for all its secrecy, her work as a codebreaker had been the most significant part of her life. However, she was also humble, stating that she was merely in the right place at the right time. It hadn't been easy for her to fulfill her responsibilities at Bletchley Park, but she knew that she had to do it. Without the efforts of talented women and men like Jane Fawcett, history may have been very different. It is estimated that, thanks to Bletchley Park's codebreakers, upwards of 40 million lives were saved.